Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network on Block Talk Radio. Call in number is 515-602-9657. A couple of things. First of all, I want to apologize to our listeners that tried to tune in on this past Wednesday for our special guests and everything, and all they heard was Black Air. It turned out that we were zapped. We had severe storms that went through us, the later form of Philia, and then moved up the coast. But before they had to go through us first, and lightning struck and fried our router system and my work laptop, among other things. And we were back up and running, and I'd like to thank my place of business for their sending us a new laptop, and Comcast has sent us a new router, and they're putting in and installed a new router within a couple of days. That's really good. I'm up and running again on all accounts. So that's a good thing. But, and we, by the way, we did have surge protectors and went through all that. It was that powerful. And it was a developing tropical system that later became a failure that went up the coast and is battling the Carolinas and then the Virginia and Delaware and D.C. and Jersey and Pennsylvania and stuff. And there were power outages all along that line and stuff like that. It never became a hurricane, but it came close. It was 70 miles an hour. Now the wind is not the factor, but the rain and some of the damage is done by and the tidal surge along the coast was bad. And they're watching a couple other storms out there. There's Felipe. There's one developing in the Gulf. Keeping an eye, we'll know more in a few days. We're supposed to get some rain bands coming through from the south to the north as it moves up the Gulf Coast area of Florida and elsewhere. So we'll be busy with that the next few days. But we'll be fine. We're in a better position. So, again, to our millions of listeners around the world, we apologize up in there. And the guest is supposed to be coming on this past Wednesday. We'll be on this coming Wednesday. And he will be out there. And we got Jim Huddleston, he will be here. And he's got a runaway hit called Go Away Joe. And we're going to be talking about that and everything with him, plus a couple other songs on Wednesday. So tune in there at 8 p.m. On the East Coast and, Eastern Standard Time. We got a bunch of other stuff that we need to talk to, but let me bring in my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. And, you know, I was the smart one. I didn't have Ethernet.
The thing is I have to use cost of security.
My system is a very, very expensive system, okay, because of what I do, okay? It has to have memory. It has to have a great graphics card. And it has to have all the upscale pieces to put together a great system. And so I don't use the Ethernet. I don't like wires.
What happened was the lightning struck and electricity sapped through
the cable box outside and went through the wiring
to the router.
It didn't hurt the TVs and their boxes. That continued to function, but the cable box itself, the router, that thing got fried. Shit, it went.
It affected,
and we're not the only ones that were affected by this. Anybody who has Ethernet or hooked or in such a way to electronics, they got zapped.
Even with surge protectors.
Some lost power, some lost equipment, and... You know, FPL and Comcast working side by side to make the situation a whole lot better. Okay? Now, I don't know about the electronics themselves, but I know that they did a great job getting everybody back on.
Well, that laptop was picked up by FedEx and went right back to the company that I worked with. And they're going to still check it out. Meanwhile, we got a brand new one here, so that works.
I think the motherboard got fried.
Yeah. Well, those were to replace. I think they could probably replace all that stuff and do things, but it's up to them.
Okay. Yeah.
You never know. In the meantime, I got this.
Everybody was safe, and it's a good thing. And, you know, that's the most important, too. People are important.
So we had to reschedule the guest for, and he'll come on. Expected to be on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Things are happening all over the world right now and stuff. And by the way, Zelensky, when talk about Ukraine, he went and did a speech back in Ukraine in the parliamentary over there, and he awarded, he thanked the guy back that actually fought against the Russians in World War II. The people that was in Ukraine, that's a Nazi. And he was a 95-year-old Nazi that he gave an award to for defeating the Russians in Ukraine in World War II. That tells you something.
Yeah, he's deep state.
Yeah. So, and this is the people that the Biden and Congress consisted to disappoint Nazis.
But that's deep state.
Yeah. So it's all crazy stuff there. My enemy's my enemy's my friend type of thing. That's the problem.
They're not my friend. They are my enemies. They hate me. They are villains. Okay? They are corrupt. Yeah. They're criminal. They're villains. They're cons. And they steal. They got grand theft. They got embezzlement. They got
The deep state and the swamp and the rhinos are trying to sneak in $300 million of U.S. taxpayers' funding to Ukraine. They're trying to do it separate things. Initially, they were supposed to have a standalone bill on Ukraine funding. Now there may be balking on that. We don't know for sure until tomorrow. But I'm asking...
McCarthy is fucking the people? Sorry.
He might be, and if he does, he's out of a job because he'll be brought out almost instantaneously, and he'll be gone.
He's a traitor.
Yeah, he's going.
Will he have the vote to pass it?
No. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and most of the Freedom and the Freedom Caucus, that they're not going to vote for it. They don't have the votes. But the point
know.
Is, if he's trying, if they're trying to,
that voted the last time to give them money.
Not this time around. There's just too many things going on. So they're trying.
The
end of this week. The end of this week. Tomorrow, Sunday. A week from today.
Do they have a budget?
Not yet.
Okay, let's switch gears for a minute. To all the Jews around the world, to all the Jewish people around the world and your families and your friends, a Yom Kippur to you to atone your sins and bring family closer, and the world should be a safer place. And that is my thing, okay?
Now, the left is screaming bloody murder right now. They're very upset. Washington Post / ABC News poll came out this morning, and in it, it shows that President Trump is beating Joe Biden by 10 points, the biggest lead. But what's even worse. Trump is up on independence over Biden by 15, and he's winning Democrats.
Yeah, but he didn't put in to run. Doesn't he have to put in to run? Is he on the ballot?
I don't know if Biden actually officially put on himself to run or not. We don't know for sure, but and just say he is. That's what it is. Okay, so that's a big thing. Well, we're going to play something. This is, again, Jim Huddleston is going to be on our show Wednesday, and his number one hit is Go Away, Joe, and that's trending, and we're going to play that for you right now, so you get a preview.
I guess you got to tell them from the blue. They must make it pretty hard on you when the only letters there are LGBTQ. Joe, if you're so hot for turning gay, you can do it, buddy, that's okay. Just don't push it on the USA, and we'll stop pushing and being straight and moral on. It's really pretty sad, Joe. You're looking pretty bad, Joe. Don't go away, mad Joe. Go the hell away. Need a present for the enemy. It doesn't have to be an embassy. I'm sure old Vladimir would be okay with a fresh bouquet. And a bottle of something white. Joe, I really think you're slipping away. My granddaddy acts the same damn way. But they tell me that he'll be okay. Plus he even gets a half apple sauce on Friday night. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe.
Go Away Joe from Jim Holton. He will be on our show on Wednesday at 8 p.m., so stay tuned for that. A little preview there, and he's got a bunch of other songs, and it's really good. We're going to continue with that. Again, a few things are going on. Like I said, Trump is up big across the country. Even Democrats, they're screaming bloody. They said, well, it's an outline. No, it's not. You know, other polling has Trump arguing for 4-8 across the board. Independents, they're all relying it, and it's a big thing. But it's kind of early, but we got to continue. And don't forget, ABC, the Washington Post polling, tend to favor Democrats to begin with. So he's up by 10 with a poll that's traditionally favoring Democrats. He's up by 15 or 20. The American people had enough of this garbage and had enough of stuff. All you have to do is look at the people at the stores. Look at the people at the restaurants. Look at the people around the streets, at the pumps and everything.
Are those the looters you're talking about?
No, we're talking about people that went to pay for things and realize it's not. They say 3% inflation. No, it's like 20%.
You know what? I saw that you used to buy stuff for $20. You're now paying $100 for that stuff.
Thanks to Bidenomics.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
It's gone up five times. It's insane. Yeah. I went shopping yesterday. I bought, you know, whatever you need in the home and groceries. And it cost me $358. Really? I don't know how. It just did. And those are stuff you just have normally in your home. You know? I found out from you that Governor DeSantis gave that PO an increase.
Yeah, and he gave him a percentage he shouldn't have given him, but then again, they did a pretty
20%.
Good job working us.
He gave
him
a 20% increase. He fucked the Floridians. I don't care whether he wins or loses anything in this state. I can guarantee I'm not voting for him for anything. Anything. He does not, I do not support him. I don't like someone who lies to me. I don't like someone who screws me. And he's a bad man. And he's a bad role model. And he lies. And he's a father. What kind of role model is that to set up for your little babies? Something happened to him. He got lost.
Got caught.
He got old. Was he that bad when he was a congressman?
No.
No? I don't know. He voted for things that were bad. And now he just says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Just vote for me. I'm going to do it. You know what? Go back into your corner and be quiet. Really. Children should be seen, not heard. And that's my opinion. How's Trump doing? What's going on this week with the impeach inquiry?
Gotta say it's impeach inquiries. They got localized and stuff. They got new witnesses, including another one that's exposing. We'll know where the money is and all the other stuff that's going to be. It's just that what they're doing is they're setting the stage for the actual impeachment, which will be in a couple weeks later. But what they're doing right now is the inquiry. What it does, it gives them powers to get information that they normally couldn't have gotten. And that's what they're doing. And they're going to have witnesses. So it's going to be big Thursday. It's going to be a big show. I urge everyone to take their popcorn and watch it, because all the information is coming. That's one of the reasons why Biden is on the down. In fact, the editorial board on the Washington Post this morning announced that they believe that Biden should not run for re-election. That it's over. It's time for him to resign.
Held as a traitor. I have a tribunal and found guilty. All of them. What they're doing in the states now is disgusting.
And
against society. It's disgusting.
We have an invasion going on in the southern border. It's wide open. Drugs are pouring in. Criminals are pouring in. Something like 10 million illegals are in this country. There's 500,000 Venezuelans that's coming in that Biden wants to give work permits to, which is ridiculous. And others in the community, in this country. Economy stinks. And if you influx by that much and you put all these people giving out all this stuff, you're creating a disaster. You not have a country has to have borders, and the borders have to be secure. And right now we're being overrun in the southern border. We got people like Abbott and DeSantis in a way, because he sent military over. Noam from South Dakota is also sending people in to protect the southern border and others. But, it's
finish
really
the wall.
Bad.
I thought he was finishing the wall.
Gavin is doing what he can between the wall stuff that he has, the barbed wires, and everything else they're doing. And the Biden administration is fighting him tooth and nail in every which way he go, because they're suing him. They're doing all kinds of different things to prevent Abbott and others to protect the southern border.
He's the governor of the state. His land, government.
They're suing.
The federal does not supersede state. Ever.
No.
Minute Abbott goes into the water, that's a different story. Into the Rio Grande, then that's a story. But on land, that's in the land of Texas. And he is the governor, and he is who dictates, not the federal government. No? You disagree?
No, you're right.
So Abbott won't lose shit. Abbott should be suing Biden for non-performance.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's got lawsuits. Same thing with Paxton.
He should be a class action suit against Biden for all of the states with the border. I didn't say, in fact, all 50 states should bring a class action suit against Biden for non-performance. because that affects everything.
Right.
You could do that. You know you could do that, right?
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We should bring a non-performance lawsuit against the President of the United States because he is the leader of the free world, and he makes the final
anyway,
decision.
Anyway, we're going to take a break on that.
What?
We're going to take a break on that. I give you a couple things. Seattle won.
Yay, I won.
Yay, Saturday won. Kansas City won.
I lost 6. 1-4. Now I won 5. So I'm 6.
And Kansas,
six
and Kansas won.
In.
But Arizona beat the Cowboys.
I lost. Yeah.
So that's where it's at. But the big story is that the Miami Dolphins defeated the Denver Broncos, and listen to the score, 70-20. The Miami Dolphins 70 points is the second most. Second biggest score in the history of the NFL. And they could have had the record because the record was 72, and they could have kicked the field goal towards the end, but they didn't run the rubber in, so they just took a knee and let the time fly by. But the thing was 70. They came in second also for most yards, of over 700 yards, total yardage for the Dolphins. This is the second biggest.
With the point spread.
I want to tell you something. Kansas is for real. Looks like the Cowboys not so much.
Super Bowl? They haven't been to Super Bowl since
74, 75, something like that. Since the perfect season?
The 90s, when what's-his-face, when Republicans won them.
I don't know. But the Dolphins are a very good team. They got good defense, and of course, the offense is great. So we'll see where that goes.
The Jets didn't win.
Jets have a problem. Their quarterback is... You know, if they had Aaron Rodgers to get hurt, they would have been good.
That can play the game and get the job done.
So, meanwhile, it's almost the same team as last year for the Jets, except they got a couple of Green Bay Packers stuff that could have helped them. But with the injury to Rodgers, that hurt him a little bit. So, we'll see what that
and
goes.
And the other guy last week who hurt his with the helmet on his knee.
Yeah, that's Chubb and that's Cleveland, but they won, so we'll see where that goes. But you know, sometimes you have great weeks like we did the week before, and sometimes you have so-so weeks.
Sure.
But you know what?
So when's new TV, anything?
October 4th. There's some new programs on now, but October 4th is when the real stuff start coming in. You got Quantum Leap, and you got Magnum PI. Both will be on October 4th. 1 at 8, 1 at 9. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, and don't forget to tune in. This Thursday, all day long, to watch the inquiry, because that's impeachment inquiry, because that's very important, because it's the evidence coming in, and we will be doing a pod to follow up on
Thursday.
Isn't
that when the government's going to shut down, or it's going to shut down on the
30th? October 1st is when it'll be officially shut.
You think it's going to shut?
Yeah.
Does that mean that Jack Smith is gone?
It means that he'll be defunded immediately. And same thing, because that's part of the bill.
So he might work for free. You know what? These animals work for free.
they're not going to work for free because it costs to file, to do all kinds of things costs thousands of dollars, and he's not going to do it out of his pocket. And nobody's going to pay for him because Biden's money has been seized pending the outcome of his impeachment. So he ain't going to have any money. And anybody else is coming. George Soros' money is going. It's already under indictment and frozen in a lot of ways. So there's
Mark
a lot of other
Zuckerberg,
people.
Bill Gates.
Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. Facebook's in trouble.
Mike
so
Bloomberg.
There's a lot of and Bloomberg doesn't have anything to do with him.
Buffett.
Yeah, so that's all. Buffett doesn't want anything to do with him either, because his policies is killing their companies. By the way, none of them. That's why Murdoch resigned. He's retired. Anyway, get to a couple other things. One, Tuesday night or Wednesday, depending on scheduling. Biden's supposed to be in Michigan at the UAW picket line talking to them, except for one major problem for Biden and the union. And he's not going to say that because they know he's full of shit, because he supports the Green New Deal that wants to close down all the auto dealers in the big three in Michigan, because none of them make electrical cars. They all have to go and ship it. These cars, the electrical cars, he wants everybody to have by 2035 or 2050. It's all being made in China. There's not one car that's electrical.
You know who's making out like a banshee on that?
The CMCCP?
Yeah. Sniffer Kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely. And Obama and all of them are making out on it.
That's why the union doesn't want Biden there. They invited Trump on, and he'll be there Thursday. And Trump is a little different because he's actually for the little guy. He is for the worker, and he's for the forgotten people, whether Democrats / the communists or not. They're only for power.
I'm going to tell you who Trump is for. The blue-collar man. Okay?
Yeah.
He's for the blue-collars. Women, men, children, whatever. That is who he's for. The middle class, who work their ass off to make ends meet, to pay their bills, to put some food on the table and put a roof over their head. Okay? And maybe, luckily, they'll have something extra. Okay? Why aren't we building regular automobiles?
Because
why
it's a Green New Deal. Because they want to get rid of coal. They want to get rid of drilling.
They want to get rid of coal. Clean coal is safe.
Yeah. Anyway, one other thing is that Trump is supposed to be in Somerville, South Carolina tomorrow to speak with a bunch of people there. And he'll be in Michigan on Thursday.
Perfect.
Okay. In the meantime, just some movements elsewhere. As you know, that Senator Bob Menendez. Look, we got to take credit where credit is due. Scarlett and I, we broke the story back in 2010, 2012, something like that. In our radio show, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People.
Right.
We're the ones that actually broke the story on Bob Menendez. And the bribery, the ritual, now he's charged again.
Yeah.
Three counts of second to us on bribery, among other things. Influence peddling and stuff. But he's doing it, but he's selling the office, selling power to Egypt, of all places. Don't forget he's in the Foreign Relations Committee. He's the chair there.
Human trafficking.
He's probably part of that, too. But what they found was gold bars, They found a Mercedes-Benz that he used. He got a Mercedes-Benz. They pay him in gold bars and cash, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, among other
what
things.
What did he give them?
Information concerning various things involving the Middle East and Egypt. At least that's what we think.
Oh, whoa. He's a violator. He's national security violation.
Right. Joe Biden has been doing, he did in a lesser scale. But it's the same. It's exactly the same.
Did Joe Biden know about this? Are they both schemers and dreamers?
Yes. In fact, there was a meeting back in 2010 or 12 with Hunter Biden, of all people, involved with Bob Menendez. And don't forget, he's also
Bill
involved
Clinton.
With the Epstein crime. So
is Obama and Bill Gates,
right.
And Prince Andrew with
all
Epstein.
That stuff.
You remember?
Right. Yes, yeah. That's the original. And we broke the story. We'd like to thank Andrew Breitbart and Steve Bannon, who was on our show at the time when we broke the story. But,
exactly.
You know.
And when Matt Drudge was in Deep State.
Yeah,
he was actually on that.
We were actually connected. That's where we got to Tucker Carlson and all the other people that were involved with Charlie Kirk.
Sorry, I remember.
And then you got Turning Point, which is,
you know.
So that's a big thing there.
When Rosenblum, what's his name? And the Divas.
Steve Rosenblum and Daria Diaz-Rivani.
Yeah, exactly. You know, even Joe Coffin, you know?
Yeah.
He circled the bandwagon on that. And you had Danita and Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, Jack
Uncle
actually
Sham.
Did pretty good.
Remember Uncle Sham?
Yeah.
So, and some are not here anymore. We miss them. But we all circled the wagon. Okay, and it took a decade for this to come down because Joe Biden, sniff a kid, brought it out. It's all come. Have you been reading about that Cassidy Hutchinson, her book?
Yeah. And that's the one.
She wrote that Mark Meadows. Oh, my God. Was a hoodlum. I mean, she wrote lies in that book.
Yeah, she lies big time.
That woman is fraud. She's a disgusting pig. She really needs to go back and learn her honesty and integrity. It's the only way to live life. With the respect. You have honor and glory in your patriot. She's black. That means shit in Yiddish. For everybody who wants to know. And since it's Yom Kippur Eve, I'm allowed to express it. I'm atoning my sins. You know what I once told somebody? I write all my sins on a piece of paper and I soak them in I throw them in the toilet and I flush them because you need to flush your sins. That's a good way, see?
Yeah.
So, how is the United Auto Workers surviving if we're making EV?
They have a salary, what they call strike salary, and that's what they do.
What are they making?
I don't know, about $300.
Not money.
A week?
Cars.
I don't know.
Well, what the fuck are they doing in the plants?
I know, not just they know what they're doing now. The plants, the ones that the ones that walk through the picket lines, they're still doing some cars, and they can make regular cars until 2035 or 2050.
They're only making electric vehicles. So
no, they're switching over by 2035 or 2035. They're making regular cars, right? Regular cars are being made right now. We hybrids and stuff like that.
Why don't we stop? You know what it could be ways? Don't buy the autos from China. Let them keep it. You're telling me Chevy, Ford, or Saturn around, Cadillac.
Well, Saturn's around.
Honda. You're telling me Dodge or Buick doesn't make American make cars?
They do, but they're still fine right now.
They're what?
They're fine doing it right now. They're making regular cars, but under Bidenomics and the Green New Deal, they're going
to
have to switch
them. You don't have to do it. You can tell them to go F off.
Right, but that's the battle, and it's part of the thing. But they know Trump is going to be in office, so that's what they're holding off on.
So how are they surviving fiscally?
They got salary. What they call strike fund.
For how long?
For as long as it takes.
Okay, let's go to another thing that's on strike with SAG, the writers' union.
Most of them are still on. Most of them walked back into this, ended it, and they're still working negotiations separately. And most of that is going to be over in a few weeks.
For some reason, Fran Drescher threw it under the bus. She should be thrown out as the president. They need somebody who knows what they're doing. You know?
It didn't make sense. They were getting the actors that went on strike, the writers, they're making tons of money. It just didn't make sense at all. What were they getting? It just didn't make sense at all.
They don't care.
Some
are waking up. Some are waking up, like Jennifer Aniston and the other actors are waking up to the fact that this is bullshit, okay? They're not going to take it. You know, they're going to live their life. They're going to do their thing. And if they don't, Jennifer Aniston is a moneymaker, okay? They hire her to do a project. She'll bring in the sponsors and the advertisers and the actors because they'll want to work with her. Or Adam Sandler will work with her any day, any time, you know, or Reese Witherspoon or the people from Friends. I mean, all top-notch actors will come to bat for her no matter what. I am saying that the people mingle politics, and it's ridiculous. Look at Johnny Depp. Here's an interesting gentleman. He goes through a nightmare divorce with a chick who is a mental case liar. Okay? She was. And he came back and did a commercial. Yeah? And he's out playing tunes. And he's making his life happen. And I understand he might come back and do the Pirate series again. They want him. He's great. Okay? And the personal life has nothing to do with your professional life. They mingle it for some reason because they label you. It's disgusting. And that's just nothing. It's not anybody's, your personal life is not anybody's business.
We got like 15 minutes left. I want to go over something before we do that. This is the poll from ABC, Washington Post. Trump is being bound by 15% among young voters, the Gen Z, 18 to 35-year-olds. And I got to congratulate Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA for all the work they're doing. He goes, I don't trust polls, but after starting and running Turning Point USA for more than a decade and being told we'll never win young people, I'm going to enjoy this one today. Trump's also up from 32 to 39 to 43% among Hispanics. It's surprising. Trump is now at 50 to 44, Trump over Biden. of Hispanics. You know, so that's a big, Trump has gained 7 points.
Why would Hispanic people want to be for Joe Biden, who's into communism?
They don't. May among men now a 61 to 34 result against Biden. Some of Trump has gained 61 to 34. That's led by a 15 point gain for Trump among non-college educated.
Okay. That sounds good.
You got a couple things going on. We did a video with Melania and with the theme song, with the background music of She's a Lady.
From Tom Jones?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. Plus, we got another, you know, so that's a
She's
bunch
a classy
of stuff.
Lady.
Yeah.
She's a good-hearted, classy lady. Okay? She's smart. Don't underestimate her.
Anyway, we got 13 minutes left, but we're going to make sure that everybody to understand one thing. This Wednesday, we have a special guest, and Jim Huddleston, he will be on. We couldn't get him on last Wednesday because we were down. We had no power. But he's going to be on this Wednesday. It's going to be a great show.
Right.
And I urge everyone to go and to listen to it. And we got a lot of other guests coming on in the next few days and weeks and months coming on. I was working on a bunch of stuff over the last few days in between the power problem that we had and to try and set things up. So we're going to continue to do that. You never know who's going to come on and call into the show. And we're going to start marking the show again like we used to and do things like that. But that's a good thing. And so anything to add, Scarlett?
Nah, I'm good. I'm happy. It was a great day.
In South Carolina, Trump, in Summersville, you can watch it on RSPN. You can watch on, and maybe Newsmax. And then you got us on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Wednesday. In between that, probably most likely Tuesday, you got a podcast. Thursday, watch on C-SPAN and also on Newsmax and RSPN, the impeachment inquiry and all the evidence is coming out. We got to make sure everybody sees it because the left-wing digbats, they probably will not want you to see anything. But the evidence is there. There's witnesses. There's money records. They got bank records.
Right. It's going to be on C-SPAN.
Right.
They don't control it.
But the news, MSNBC and or MSDNC, as you wish to call it, or the criminals, is the CNN nutcases and ABC, CBS, and all those people, NBC, will not mention it in the news broadcast and stuff because they don't want to hear it.
They do, they don't. Because they're all traitors and criminals.
Fox will do it. But best part of the job will be RSPN, Newsmax,
RSPN,
and the Truth Is Out
There. Yeah.
And the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big thing. So we got that going on. And then next Sunday, might have a very special guest. We're working on that. I will tell you, if it does, or actually probably won't be next Sunday, it'll be the week after because he's in Seattle, what we're trying to set up. So we'll see. And we'll go from there.
Any new hurricanes to talk about?
Felipe is a tropical storm, may become a hurricane. There's something else in the Atlantic that may become another one. That's the R storm. There's something in the Gulf that also may develop. So you got two possibilities. So R and S are the next two. We'll see.
So.
So we got those two coming around, so we got to keep an eye on it. But we got to keep on playing. This is Florida. We got hurricanes. This is the hurricane season, you know, and rainy season. So we get them up and down, you know. Like California has earthquakes and stuff. Even they got a hurricane this year. And, you know, and then you got places like the Northeast that they just got Ophelia, which is a tropical system. And the rest of the country gets weather on and off. But this is not global warming, and it's not climate change. This is what you call weather, which runs in cycles. Every year is a little different. This year is a little more hurricane tropical systems than last year, but it's still not as much as we had when we had Wilma and the others. So we actually went into the Greek alphabet. So, you know, there's some years more, some years less, and that's the way it is when you go in this time of thing. In the Atlantic, if the Atlantic is hot, then the Pacific is not so hot. If the Pacific is hot, the Atlantic is not so hot. That's the way it is. It runs for thousands of years like that. So it's not climate change. There's no such thing as climate change. It's called weather. And we as humans do not affect the Earth's atmosphere or anything. Fact of anything, the Earth's atmosphere is cleaner now than it has been ever before, you know. So, and the temperature is not doing much for anything compared to anything else, and that comes from various meteorologists and real scientists. So, anyway,
this is Scarlett Butler telling everyone to have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday with Jim Huddleston. Excellent country music musician. He'll be great to have on. Great conversation. I'm going to go do my thing. And, God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye, all.
And don't forget to tune in on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. And have a very pleasant evening. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, gladly stand up 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Block Talk Radio. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. Call the numbers 515-602-9657. Our special guest on Wednesday is Jim Huddleston. And Go Away Joe is his big song, and we're going to play other songs by him. So I'll see you then.